I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my G-Wagons?
Rich.
I'm not gonna lie, that came to me just now.
That's a good one. Remember when I had a G-Wagon?
You were fucking a G-Wagon.
Sure was. You know how, like, if you know a girl and her name's, like, Becky and she was, like, mean to you in high school, you can never, like, name your daughter Becky? That's how I feel about G-Wagons. Like, I could never actually have one now.
She's saying her ex had a G-Wagon if no one has read between the lines. I mean, there's so many G-Wagons in LA. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, we get it.
I get it. You guys get a lot of money on Instagram. I get it. In LA at one point, I was walking to my hotel and there was like a sick car outside and people were just outside taking photos of it.
Like pretending and it was theirs? Kind or just of, taking photos of the car?
Yeah, like they were just admiring this like sick car and the guy was like revving the engine and I was like, is this where we are in?
As a community?
It's 2021. The world's burning, okay?
I always hated that whenever, okay, I used to date a guy in college, and like when he would drive away from my house, he would like rev his engine, which like I don't know why guys do that. No one thinks it's cool. And every single time he would pull away, my mom would look at me and be like, he's a punk, and I hope you know that.
Whenever someone revs their engine, you're like, ow.
Yeah, it's like annoying.
What are you overcompensating for, bro? Yeah,
he was overcompensating for a lot.
You want to have a cool car, but you also don't want to look like you're trying too hard, and it's a thin line. But G-Wagon's a hot car, but
it definitely
I mean, why am I talking about cars like I know anything about cars or anyone would ever let me get in a car and drive a car?
You don't have a license. It's actually illegal for you to get in a car.
Yeah, Dez was talking about like tune-ups the other day, and I was like, I don't speak car, so
yeah.
This conversation is wasting both our times.
Have you seen that TikTok where it's like girls are texting their boyfriends about like all this like car lingo and every boyfriend's like, who's telling you this? And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, I know this. And they're like, I know for a fact that you don't know this shit.
I love the TikToks where they'll send like an eyelash curler photo and be like, what is this? and the guy will try to guess what it is, or like a literally a tampon. They'll be like, what is this? And the guy doesn't know.
I love the ones where it's like you ask your boyfriend to go get you a tampon, he brings it, and you're like, no, like the lemon flavored. And they're and he's like, wait, they're flavored?
Or the guy who brings his girlfriend back this Just Super tampons, and she's like, what are you trying to say? I have a wide gaping vagina. And he's like, no, I thought you were super. Like, your vagina's super. I love whoever was doing tampon sizes, they were like, small, really small, and super.
Yeah, super is so aggressive. It's like, no, what are the sizes? Like regular?
Then there's like light.
Regular, light, yes, because I mean, I always use super. I either use super or I'm using light. But
remember when you were little and you were afraid that you didn't have a tiny vagina?
Yeah, I still get afraid of that.
And like, I'm not about to ask, like, you, no girl knows if their vagina is actually tiny. Like, guys will tell you, like, oh, it's so tight.
I actually know for a fact that I have a small one because in like at the end of high school, beginning of college, I kept getting UTIs, and I actually had to go to the doctor and get like a camera stuck up my vagina to see if like my uterus was tilted. And my doctor was like, no, you just have like an abnormally small like canal. So like it gets irritated. And I was like, I'm sorry. Did you just
You have the tiniest vagina known to man. No, but some girls, their like path to the hymen, I know that's not doctor lingo, but the way to get to the hymen can be like shorter. Yeah, but we're all beautiful flowers is what we're trying to say.
Exactly.
But for real, people made you feel like you either had a tiny vagina or like a massive vagina.
Guys don't know. They're just happy to be involved.
Also, yeah, they're just happy to be there. And like, if he has a shrimp dick, that's his fault. That's not your fault.
What's going on, Hannah? What's happening with you?
Our merch dropped.
But at first, my favorite was the Allegedly.
It's like a Coke bottle inspo red classic font.
I just think it's like fun. But now the more I wear the merch, the upside down smiley, I feel myself in it. Sick. It's so sick. With the I Can't Be Managed on the back.
I like when there's font on the back. We have We Can't Be Managed on the back. And it kind of hits you with a surprise. You know what I mean?
I like that it's also just like the timing of everything. Like we did our first live show in Philly for two nights and we sold it out. And it was so much fun. Then we dropped our new merch. But our merch was like flashback to when we first started Giggly Squad. Because like I Can't Be Managed and Allegedly were like the only things we said.
Yeah, we said allegedly every 3 seconds. And then we were like, we're lacking just like a normal Giggly Squad one. And I love the tan.
I love the tan. It's easy. I mean, we love a set and it's easy to wear it at any time of the year. And like for anything, like whether you're laying in the house or you're actually like going out somewhere and you're throwing on like sneakers.
Now that it's cold, I'm living in my sweats.
Living. I mean, I'm in Delaware, so I'm in the most like home meet your parents boyfriend's home outfits ever, which is like crew neck cashmere sweaters.
I've never seen Paige wear a higher neck and just white. You never wear white.
I'm not even wearing makeup. I'm being so fucking wholesome.
Wait, do you remember when you had fake eyelashes all the time? Do you ever get them done anymore? So, what's the rule?
So interesting that you bring that up, Hannah, because I was literally thinking about it the other day. I used to not be able to go without fake eyelashes. I stopped getting them when we went into quarantine, obviously. Like, I was supposed to go and get them filled literally the day everything shut down. And I haven't thought about it since because there's something lovely about itching your eye.
Oh, like, is there anything better?
It's so great to just like rub your eye and not have to worry about like fake lashes falling out.
Do you remember when in quarantine they were like, whatever you do, don't touch your face? And I was like, no, it's literally my biggest joy in life is touching my face.
I'll pop pimples all day long.
I just want to have my hand on my face at all times.
I haven't really thought about getting them redone because I like being able to touch my eye, and I feel like my real lashes are like grown now, like out and like normal.
Does it fuck up your real lashes?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it's almost just like when you break your nails and you're like, I have to wait for the cycle to come back. Like you have to wait for them to go through their cycles.
But now that we're doing live shows, we'll see how many we're going to do. But it's just so much easier to have fake eyelashes than to do the whole rigmarole sometimes.
Yeah, rigmarole is a great.
Rigmarole, we should say more.
Rigmarole.
Honestly, every day is a fucking rigmarole.
No, it really is. It also makes me think of like raviolis and linguine. I don't know
what. A ravioli?
Like if Nana was like, I made fresh rigmarole, I would believe that was a dish.
Oh, side note, Nana still got it on Instagram, is going through it.
No.
I don't mean to laugh, but no, she was shopping at Kohl's. Who knows what that bitch was doing at Kohl's. And somehow she fell. She broke her hip a while ago.
Oh my God.
She's a tough woman. She recovered from that. She's had breast cancer. She's recovered from that. She still looks stunning. We thought she broke her hip again, and we were like, fuck. Like, she's going to have to have surgery. So she...
Which is a whole rigmarole.
A whole... That is a fucking rigmarole.
Yeah.
So she... It's just a fracture, but okay, she's in the hospital. God. And I call her. I'm like, Nana, are you okay? And she goes, I can order anything I want from the menu and they bring it immediately. And I'm like she thinks she's in a hotel. And she's like, the view from the window was beautiful. She's used to like taking care of my papa. My papa's a mess because my papa's, we called him. We're like, what'd you eat this morning? He's like, I had leftovers from last week, but they're running out. I don't know what I'm gonna do. So,
oh my God. Can he not go to the hotel? Now I think she's in a hotel.
He has to wait till like 2 p.m.
to go to the hospital.
So, anyone, message Nana Still Got on Instagram. Tell her you're thinking about her. It makes her day. Honestly, she's been getting so much attention from this hip fracture. I think it's getting her through the pain.
I messaged her and I was like, Nana, I have no doubt in my mind that you're still glam as fuck right now.
Did she just took a photo from the hotel bed, full glam? I was like, how did this even happen?
And I like didn't see it at first. And then I was on the Giggly Squad account and that's how I saw it. And I texted Nana. I was like, yo, what the fuck happened to Nana?
Okay, you text me like, is your Nana good? And I'm like, yeah, she's loving life. But thank goodness. It's just tough. Like, she's getting older.
Yeah.
She can't prance around Kohl's like she used to. You know how it is when you're like, in Home Goods and you just kind of black out. You're having too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You fall.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what's going on in my life? I went to a wedding yesterday.
How was that?
It was fun, but I was one of those like last minute invites.
Okay, what does that mean?
So she's like grew up with her, like I have a lot of family friends from Shelter Island and she's like my brother's age, so I'm closer to her older sister. 3 days ago she's like, hey, I had some people drop out, you want to come to my wedding? And like I know everyone at the wedding and I was like, let's fucking go.
Yeah,
Dez couldn't go because he had comedy, but I'll take that last minute invite. And I've had last minute invites before and you sit in this kind of rejection table of like random last minute.
It's almost
people,
like
but
the
actually,
kids table, but worse. Yeah.
Exactly. Like the misfits. But now I do weddings like I'm taking notes. I'm like,
I was just going to say that. Like, do you go to weddings now almost like you're scouting?
I had a full scout wedding moment and she was hilarious. The bride was like, oh, I'll send you the contact to my florist. I'll send you this. I'll send you our playlist. I was like, it's okay. Focus on your wedding right now.
Yeah, like have fun.
But this is my thing. Mm. I don't like knowing how the sausage is made. And now I kind of know how this. I like to go to a wedding and be like, ah, cocktail hour, random. How do we get here? Where now I'm like, okay, cocktail hour should have been 10 minutes ago. Yeah. And honestly,
wait, that's hilarious.
Like I know too much about like how a wedding's supposed to be now that I'm like, okay, now I'm just in my head about it. Where you know before you just kind of follow the flow of people, you just keep drinking.
Yeah, I totally get that.
You're like, oh, interesting choice of color palette. Okay,
I was made in like a girl factory. So like I've always gone to weddings and been like, ooh, I wouldn't have chose that. Would not have done jumbo shrimp at the cocktail hour.
I've never thought about weddings at all. And now I'm like thinking of all the decisions and shit. But what I do have to say is that shit goes by fast.
Yeah. I know people always say like you don't, not that you don't remember your wedding, but that it goes by so quickly that you don't have time to even like get drunk or like, because you're talking to so many people.
Yeah, you don't even eat your meal.
Yeah, like it's so much pressure. I have a question. Are you going to, you know how like it's like sometimes people do like their head table, which is like their bridal party, or they do just like them and their husband at a separate table? Mm-hmm. I've even been to weddings where they did the table and it was like each person's immediate family. And that was the table, which I thought was really fun.
The table seat assignments are very important for the feng shui.
I can just picture Nana being like, oh no, Hanny, you can't put Aunt Marcia next to Jill. They don't get along. How did you not know that?
I want drama. People are like, oh, I don't want drama at my wedding. I'm like, I want the drama.
I want at least three girls crying in the bathroom for some, for different reasons.
It was so funny because I'm not like in the friend group of these people, but I'm a family friend. So I was in the bathroom and I was like, you know, having my, I always have diarrhea at weddings, you know, like I chugged like a Bailey shot and then I went dancing and I'm like, that's like shaking a seltzer. Like put the bitch in the bathroom immediately. It's about to go.
Who chugs a Bailey shot? It's a liqueur, like dessert drink.
It was like whole milk and you know, I forgot my lactate. So I was sitting in the bathroom and I hear like Catherine's dancing on Steve. Can you believe she's dancing on Steve? And they were like, of course she's dancing on Steve. She's dancing on everyone. And I was so invested in this girl. And then what's funny about weddings recently, and I'm not trying to pat Giggly Squad on the back, but you just go to a random wedding. By the time the girls start to get drunk, the gigglers start to come out.
Stop.
So like at first, you know, no one's saying shit. And then there's a certain time in the wedding. It's happened at my brother's wedding too. Girls start to get drunk and they come up to you and they're like, I just listened to you on Chicks in the Office and I saw you on Paige had a live show and we fucking love you guys. Someone who was giving out like food, one of the waitresses was like,
no way.
Hey, big giggler. And I go, hey, you come to me first with that shrimp cocktail, okay? You get the coconut shrimp. Beeline to me, okay?
You're a real giggler. Show your support by bringing the tray here first. Wait, that's hilarious. I haven't been to a wedding yet where that's happened, but I expect the next wedding I go to.
Because it's all girls our age.
Yeah.
Also, just side housekeeping. I am going to Maryland this upcoming weekend, Baltimore, and I have four shows, so tell your friends.
Wait, I'm going to be in Baltimore.
What the fuck are you doing in Baltimore? Is that near Delaware?
Wait,
I don't know where
weekend?
Baltimore is.
Right
yeah.
Now. Yes, I'm going to be in Baltimore on Sunday to go to the Ravens game. You know, Craig and his sports stuff.
Do you guys want to come to my comedy show that night?
When is it? Sunday night? Saturday night?
Oh, no, I think it's Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, no, I won't be in Baltimore then.
You're going to a lot of sports games. You must really like this guy.
No, I do, but here's the other thing. I'll go to the sports games, okay? I'll do it. Yeah. I'll eat the hot dogs. I'll drink the drinks. I'll cheer for the team. I'll pretend like I know. I'll pretend like I'm nervous. Like we're not going to get the ball back, you know?
Yeah,
I'm
like I won't be able to handle this loss if it happens.
Like I'm a great actress.
You're invested.
I draw the damn line when Craig tries to give me apparel to wear. That's where, that's where I stop it. And he's so cute and he's so innocent and he bought me these Baltimore Ravens gloves. And I know that he's the type of personality that like if I don't wear them, he's going to think that I don't like them, which I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
But I feel so bad and he's so
cute. He's the kind
of
personality that if I burn them, he's going to think I don't like them, which is super weird of him.
But he's so adorable. And then I try and like relate it to real life. I'm like, okay, well, how would I feel if I bought him a sweater and like told him to wear this outfit and he didn't wear it? I'd be like, hello? Like, do you not like that? Like, and I would get pissed.
Men have such simple brains. He likes to wear Baltimore Ravens attire. So he's like, I want to share my love of the Ravens with Paige. But does he not understand that your model-esque, long, beautiful fingers are not meant to be covered by a Baltimore Ravens uncomfortable What are they made out of?
Honestly,
nylon.
I feel like they're
plastic.
Like, I threw them on the floor the other night. No, they're like woven, but they're all these different colors. And Raven's are purple and black, which like
clashing.
Yeah, I wore like a hat, and I was like, okay, cool. So he's fine with me just wearing a hat. He's trying to deck me out. And
would
I'm like,
you wear it in the car with him?
That's what I was
thinking.
And the
second there's people in your vicinity, chuck them. And then, no, this is what I do. Lose them. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. I left them.
You have to everyone loses
leave
gloves.
Them everywhere. Keep leaving them. He's going to, the first time he's going to remember. First time he's going to see you left it and be like, oh, my God, you almost forgot these. And you're going to be like, oh, my, thank you so much. Thank you for remembering.
Okay, here's
thank
the other thing,
you.
Though. The Gigglers DM Craig and snitch on me. Okay. If I find out. And I will. That any Gigglers say, hey, Paige doesn't like the gloves. Blocked.
Okay, Gigglers. I don't know what you guys think this is, but this is a community built on trust.
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space. And we don't need to be going behind each other's backs.
You know what they do when you try and leave Scientology? That's what we do, too. They go to your house. They find you.
We will pull up some dark shit from your past.
Don't say
kidding.
Anything about the gloves. So anyway, so that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm probably gonna wear them.
That's the thing. You were an independent woman, and relationships are about compromise.
If that makes him smile and that makes him happy, no one knows me in Baltimore, I can wear them.
I had to say sorry the other day. Like, relationships are about compromise. I would never say sorry. And I
what
did
you have to say sorry for?
I clogged the drain with all my hair. And he had to get it out with a hanger.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that's your hair. <He's> like, and he was like, I don't even mind that it's like clogged and the water, you know, the water gets high when it's clogged.
Yeah.
And he's like, it just gets slippery and it's unsafe. And I was like, I don't like it because I pee in it and then I have to stand in my own pee. And he was like, Hannah. And I was like, sorry.
Does everyone not pee in the shower?
Where else am I supposed to pee?
Yeah, everyone pees in the shower.
Also, girls like their showers lava hot because we're related to Satan. And when you put hot water on you, it makes you want to pee.
I don't understand what the deal is with guys being like, oh, my God, the shower's so hot. Literally, I was getting in the shower this morning and Craig said to me, Craig goes, that shower is going to reach temperatures it's never reached before. And I was like, did you just try and insult me at 10 a.m. like, for my shower
okay,
temperature?
Guys, like, lukewarm showers because they're boring.
Yeah, I don't get it. Also, what, I want to know the science behind it.
It is because we're relating to Satan. I looked at it and we like start to feel like we're home. But when you're in a guy's shower, do you ever purposely leave your hair on the back of the shower wall so to mark your territory? Have you ever been in a guy's shower and there's a hair on it that you know is not his hair and you're like, oh, interesting.
That I haven't, but when Craig and I first like started hanging out or like started dating, when I was at his house one time, I did leave a bobby pin on like his one side of his dresser to see if it was still there when I came back. And if, you know, there was any other girls there, knew that like someone was here and left a bobby pin. So, yeah, I did, like, sneaky shit like that.
I love this, like, subconscious battle going on that the men have no idea about.
I did see a TikTok of a girl being, like, if you get in your boyfriend's car, take, like, the passenger mirror, like, down. Or the, what's it called?
The mirror. Yeah, the mirror thing.
Yeah, the mirror thing. Take it down and, like, slide where the mirror like opens just a little bit, then put it back up, and the next time you're in the car, if it's shut, a girl was in there.
Also with showers, what I hated dating early in your 20s is when you go to a guy's place and you have to shower and they don't have conditioner, and like your girl's leaving with four dreadlocks. If there's no, like, that is chaotic energy for me. What do you do?
It's chaotic. Do you want to know what I did?
Yeah.
Craig and I were
that was such an evil laugh.
This is actually, yeah, because this was like one of the craziest things I've ever done. Craig and I were literally dating for, I'm not kidding, like 3 weeks. And I kept going down to Charleston and I would have to bring all my hair stuff, all my makeup, all my like shower things. And that takes up half your suitcase. In Charleston, like the weather there and how the clothes I have to pack, it's like, that's a whole separate thing. But I literally just Amazon primed all my stuff. like all the shampoo and conditioner I use, all my hair stuff. I bought an extra blow dryer. I already had enough makeup that, like, I made a makeup bag that lives in Charleston. And I'm, when I tell you, I had boxes and boxes from Amazon delivered to Craig's house.
Did you warn him?
No.
He's just like, Paige is popular.
One day he was like, I have so many packages, like, I have to open them. And I was like, oh, yeah, I shipped, like, a few things there just to, like, you know, keep. And he was like, oh, that was really smart. By day three of boxes, he was like, it's enough. But I have, like, my own bathroom there. So, like, I get ready in a separate bathroom.
It is so smart to have, like, a makeup bag somewhere that you always go. Because one day you're going to forget your makeup bag. And then you have to go to Sephora and spend $347. To just, like, it's get awful. Your makeup back.
It's awful.
You'd be proud of me. I spent $250 at Sephora without blinking an eye the other
what
day.
What did you get?
I got, like, a smoky, shiny thing for your eye from Charlotte Tilbury.
I love Charlotte Tilbury.
The Pillow Talk Medium.
As
I
you
bought the
should.
Light. I need to get the medium, mm-hmm. and we love. And I put the Fenty lip gloss on top. Then I just, I'm, like, scared to have the Sephora people do my makeup because then I'll literally buy everything. So I just, like, guessed my Fenty color and bought, like, a Fenty foundation, which was risky.
If you guessing your own foundation color is, you should go gambling because yeah, that's chaotic energy. People that can, like, guess it online, I'm like, what are you, a magician? You don't know.
Oh no, no.
You have no idea.
I get every lip color wrong. I order the wrong lip color every time.
Okay, here's a trick. For the Charlotte Tilbury stuff, the Pillow Talk lipstick, if you get the lip liner, whatever the shades are, like, they have them listed online. I can't think of, like, what the actual shade is. But, like, the shade darker than Pillow Talk lip liner, if you do that on your lips, and we have, like, pretty similar skin color, and yeah. then do the Pillow Talk lipstick and then, like, a lip gloss, it makes your lips look so fucking big.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot, and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that, like, always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different, like, bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days. But this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, al fresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com.
Oh, final shower question. I don't think guys realize how often we use their razors on our pubes. Because I'll have to say,
their razors are better.
You have to do quick editing.
Yeah.
Right before. Their razors are superior. Next thing you know, I'm doing a full razor on my entire body, inside my butthole, outside my butthole, inside my labia, outside my labia.
I'm eyebrows down, wet seal.
And I know that they use it on their face. Or their balls. They use it on their balls too.
Yeah, they use it too. I went into Craig's shower one time. There was like a, his razor had like a 360 ball. I was like, oh, we're getting in there. We are a baby's bottom everywhere.
Why are men's razors so much better when so all we better. Do is shave?
All we do is shave. Venus, if you don't come out with a 360 ball head that absolutely twists around everything on me, what are you doing?
Use men's razors. I buy men's razors.
Yeah. To the point
where
I... Who
cares if they're called like power?
I literally raved about this razor so much that Craig bought a whole pack and was like, stop.
Use them. Just use them.
Just use this one.
It's fucked up. It's like the pink tax. They know we're going to keep buying these shitty feminine razors when I don't need a feminine razor. I need a masculine razor on my fucking thick ass hair. Yeah.
I go everywhere and I always have a razor on me.
No. You never that. See, you should always have a razor and a nail clipper.
I have it somewhere in my suitcase. I saw this thing on TikTok months ago and I ordered it on Amazon and I just keep it in my bag. I've never used it, but it's in my bag. It's like a circle. Like I'll find the link and I'll post it on the Giggly Squad Instagram. It's like this circle and it has three or four like notches on it. Mm-hmm. You twist it, razor. Twist it again, soap. Twist it again, little bottle that you fill with water.
You have a full glamping kit.
Full glamping.
I saw some makeup stuff where it's like, it looks like a pen. You know those pens in high school that were different colors that you'd press down and you get color pen in that one pen? Mm-hmm. They'll do that with like eyeliner, lip liner, like lipstick and like bronzer, like they do it all in one pen.
Wait,
I don't know if I made that up.
That for
it's
my purse.
Somewhere. Yeah. Recently, because we've been traveling so much, it's like these little things are cool.
And like it's literally always the time when you need makeup is when you're like, I'm not bringing makeup out tonight, and then something happens and you're like,
yep.
Does anyone have a concealer?
You always need floss. Because I'm that girl that, like, right before an important thing, something gets stuck in my tooth.
You want to know why I don't bring floss is because I am somewhat of a MacGyver. And I've learned that if you just pull out a strand of hair, that also works.
See, I have done that before, and I'm so happy you brought that up. But it's a whole rigmarole, if you know what I mean.
No, it is. It's a whole rigmarole. Because you're like, am I really gonna? Yep, I am.
But there's once, you know those moments where there's something in your tooth that you can't get out.
Yeah.
And you just start panicking. You're like, I need an official floss. So that's my thing. Floss. And then if you break a nail, I like to be able to cut my nail. And then like a mascara or like a lip or something. God forbid you're having a bad
face.
You
should get those floss like stick things.
Those look violent to me. Like those look like little tacks.
But it has a point on the end. So you can like poke.
We could use them for self-defense too.
You would hurt yourself with it now that I think about it.
Put them in between your fingers and stab someone.
Yeah.
Do you have any... What?
Front page news.
I mean, it was time.
It was time. Let's talk about, let's like really talk about, because I have a lot of theories, but they're actually wavering on Kim and Pete.
Wow.
So they were spotted out for the first time in Palm Springs, like holding hands. I watched the video of them, like her getting out of the car. Side note, she's wearing Yeezys in it, which I just thought was like interesting.
Yeah.
She's getting out of the car and she's like walking and grabs his hand for like, I'm not kidding, 0.2 seconds, a millisecond. But the way that she grabbed his hand, and look, I can appreciate a spectacle. I really can. So like, I don't get mad at like a fake relationship, mm-hmm. because they're famous and like, I want to watch them, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there was something so like in my gut that I was like, that just seemed weird the way she grabbed his hand. And then I kept like looking up more, like, I feel like honestly, I think conspiracy theories, and then TikTok yep. just gives me conspiracy theories.
Yep.
There was a lot of people saying that this was timing because of the Astro World. I mean, he's yep. getting sued by like 200 different people, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Someone even said like $1 billion or something.
Yeah. And it also was like devastating what happened.
Devastating. The fact that it wasn't like the first time something crazy like this has happened at one of his concerts.
Which he has wild concerts. They're about like crowd surfing and the crowd just losing their mind. And he's known for having like volatile concerts.
Yeah. I literally watched a video a couple years ago of a concert a couple years ago that was him being like telling the crowd to like beat up this one guy in the crowd.
It's like his brand.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on? So a lot of people think that it's fake because it's covering up that whole situation, which mm-hmm. could be true. then a lot of people think that it's fake because she never, like, finished law school. Then, like, that we just, like, stopped talking about that. Then a lot of people think it's fake because they think that she wants to, like, change her career into a more, like, comedy role, which I don't mm-hmm. know what she would do. And then mm-hmm. there's people that think that it's real.
And then I think there's people who think that she wants to jump on this crazy excitement for her sister and Travis and MGK and, like, I mean, jump on that, like, tatted boy.
Yep. Thing. If you do put all of their pictures together, it does look like, okay, Kim's just sad. She's left out.
Kim, you know,
like,
out.
Kim had to get a grungy guy that's not hot either, you know?
Maybe he's her type because he's creative.
I mean, she's definitely no stranger to, like, a tall, like, a little bit out there type of personality. But
also,
so
like, Chris
young.
Humphries, did he have a personality? We don't really know. Maybe he was really funny.
I was thinking Kanye has like a little out there.
I mean, I'm Team Ray J.
And then other people are also saying that like that there's like a show coming out.
In my investigative journalism, which means me hanging out with some comics at night, you know I had to do some digging for the
Gaker
Squad. Yeah,
because does he go do stand-up a lot?
So he's like right now like doing other projects, but he came up with the guys that are in New York City,
right?
Like, they all knew him. He was doing stand-up since he was like 16 or younger. And what I heard was that their sex is crazy and they're having really great sex.
Then you know what, then you know what, good for
and that's
them.
All I heard,
and that's all I care about, because at the end of the day, that's
they're
all
into
you
each other.
Yeah, that's all you want in a relationship, is like someone that you're like, I can't keep my hands off of you, and you're fun.
I mean, ultimately, whatever Kim wants, she deserves, like whatever love she wants in her life. Who knows what she's been dealing with the last couple of years?
And you know, when you get out of like a serious relationship, what's the first thing you do?
You want to have a cute boy toy.
Yeah, you want to have like a fun, like let's just vibe and like pretend we're dating, but we're actually not serious. And then you're like so much more yourself because there's no pressure. So no wonder their sex is popping off. I can't talk about sex at my boyfriend's parents' house. It like immediately feels
weird.
Wrong.
Yeah, like it smells like his parents in there. You get like lavender scents.
Like, no, it's literally the homiest place ever. There's Christmas trees in every room. There's moving Santas. And I'm here talking about Kim Kardashian getting banged by Pete Davidson when I'm trying to be a wholesome daughter-in-law.
You need to like sage yourself after this podcast and then go back downstairs.
Like all we discussed was the word of God and
and the miracle of Christmas. Which we do love. Big Christmas stands. But I do have to say about Kim and Pete, they don't have to be public about it.
Like, right.
They don't, like, when was the last time you and Craig went on a roller coaster? Right. Like, it's not like you have to go on roller coasters when you're dating. Like, I know Derek Jeter dated his wife, Hannah. It could have been me, but it wasn't. Like on the low for years before anyone even realized. And Derek Jeter is in the public eye every single day. And she could have easily been sitting. Like they went fucking. I hate to bring it up, but Alex Cooper has managed to pretty much hide her significant other. And she's like, you guys are purposely putting it out there. And the question is why? Yeah.
If you want to keep something like a little tight lipped, it's very easy to deny. And not be seen out. Like, no one really knew how long I was, like, seeing Craig. They think they knew, and they thought that was a PR stunt. But I was like, oh, my God. I'd be way better at a PR stunt.
It is nice to not hide something. It is nice to just be yourselves.
That's true.
But also, you know that the second it goes public, then you have to deal with all this stuff, which is high anxiety for a couple.
Especially in a very, very fresh, new whatever they're doing.
But Pete seems to kind of, like, not mind this, like, putting on a cute outfit.
Unless it's part of the fun. Yeah, unless it's just, like, I mean, they are... She is the most famous woman literally in the world. And he is, like... You know what? I cannot knock his hustle.
No, and he now has become SNL. Like, he is SNL. Like, all the skits that do the best are, like, him making fun of Staten Island. Like, I thought he quit SNL, and now he's on every sketch.
There are probably so many people on that show that are so jealous of him.
Oh, my God. But also, you can't... When you say you can't knock the hustle, it's like he knows the assignment. Like, the guy... The more famous you are, the more money you make, the... Mm-hmm. Like, so you can't knock the hustle of someone being like, okay, Kim, let's like hold hands and everyone will lose their damn mind.
Yeah, like, okay. Also, people get so mad at like, oh my God, Ben and Jen are fake and like this is a PR stunt. Okay. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
If it like, is. If, like, people get so mad at feeling about it, tricked. Run with it. Yeah. I'm like, Kim Kardashian doesn't know you and go out on a limb here. She's never going to meet you. Like, why would she care if you got tricked by her?
But also, Pete's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
One of the top comedians in the world. 6'3".
I do forget how tall he is. I don't think Chris Humphries was good looking.
See, I kind of got Chris Humphries because he's huge and he's athletic.
Yeah, but, like, there was something about him that, like, I felt like he had almost too much of, like, a baby face for me.
He did have a baby face.
I don't know. I never thought he was like... Honestly, I don't think she's actually dated that many good-looking guys.
She's dated, like, all over the board.
No, she has literally no type. She's no type.
Like, I ain't got no time.
There was something, and it was, like, a list of all of her boyfriends, and now I can't remember what I saw it on. Oh, it has one of his. He dated Carly.
Carly Aquilino.
Yeah. Then he dated Cassie, who I love. I love Cassie David.
Cassie David.
Then Ariana. Then I forgot he dated Kate Beckinsale.
I do have to say, Pete does have a type.
Oh, Pete for sure has a...
He likes a strong brunette. And he likes someone who's funny. He likes a funny brunette.
Yeah. Wow. I will say he has great taste in girls.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. Okay, the next thing I wanted to get your opinion on was...
I know what you're going to say.
Okay, should we say the first name at the first time? Because I feel like you don't. One, okay. Two, three.
Shawn Mendes. I love being confident for no reason.
You remember when there was that TikTok? And it was like you had to be quiet and then like clap, see if you clapped at the same time. I was like, I have to do this with Hannah, and I know we were going to be so fucking off. Shawn Mendes. Okay, I have a lot to say about Shawn Mendes and Camila. Never loved them as a couple.
I think they were best friends.
Yes. Like, I never saw them being like, let me tell you something. I never thought about what their sex was like. I will now think about Kim and Pete's.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, I've been thinking about Kim and Pete's.
I've been thinking about it. I've actively been thinking about it. And hey, if she did like a round two sex tape, I would want it to be with Pete.
And then there's just like comedy, like quick funny remarks throughout.
Oh, that would be gold.
A comedy special slash sex tape.
It's never been done before. I'll tell you one thing, it's never been done before.
Never been done.
Okay, I also feel like Camilla and Sean are so not our generation famous that there's a lack of connection. Kind of.
They were together for a long time though, and all through quarantine, their quarantine pictures were amazing. They would hold actual glass cups like outside, like they forced themselves to be like, we have to go for a walk, we have to get some vitamin D, yeah. And they would just look like miserable. But it seemed they've been there for each other through a lot of things. It is sad, the breakup, but
I do feel though. I feel like if anyone were to meet her in real life, I feel like she's really fucking nice. And yeah. I feel like she's just like a normal girl who is just really good at singing and fucking got famous. Like, I feel like she's probably very down to earth.
Yeah. I watched his documentary, actually, Shawn Mendes' documentary.
Wait, really? What was it on?
Who knows? I forget. But it was very Justin Bieber-esque where like he blew up. He was the next Justin Bieber on YouTube of this cute little kid who had an incredible voice.
I wish them both the best, but also like not worried about them. They're also so fucking young.
They're going to be great. They're babies.
Yeah. They have two more like really public breakups to go through, and I can't wait for them. Like, I'm not worried about it.
Oh my God.
No, what I wanted to see what you thought about was Britney Spears just straight up calling Christina Aguilera out on her own Instagram story.
Did you see the video she posted?
This is my question. The Christina video. Did Christina... She basically was like, I'm not speaking on that. Thank you. And turned around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did... As someone who has gone through friend drama before, how would you feel if you were Britney?
Christina... I don't know when that was from. So it could have been like legal, like legally she was like, I don't want to say if I know anything because... I feel like they were around each other. Like, she could have known shit that, like, the public didn't know.
Well, she did say something, like, when she was walking away, she was like, I'm Team Britney or something. Or she said something, like...
Yeah, she said something, like, I love her, but, like, I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
Also, it depends on... I think it all depends on how close they actually really are. Like, was she not speaking on it because she was like, I don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
Or are they, like, legitimate friends where she was like, it's her story to tell? Either way, Britney was fucking pissed.
Britney... Well,
that she didn't say anything. Which made me believe that they were closer friends than I had previously thought.
Or fuck if they're closer friends that Christina knew the shit that was going on,
and she wished that
Christina spoke up. But then again, you saw it was Christina's people being like, we're not talking on that.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga goes on this whole thing about like loving Britney,
but like, did she know, or was she just being like, I'm a fan, support her? Or did Lady Gaga like know shit that was going on? That's what I didn't get.
Lady Gaga seemed like she just, after learning everything, was like, this is so fucked up. Where I feel like, okay, again, conspiracies, but I feel like Christina's people are like, don't even get into it, because then people are going to start being like, well, if you knew, why didn't you do anything? And the next thing you know, you're in like Jamie Spears, her sister's place. So they're probably, her people are like, don't even get involved in this mess.
I also feel like, and this is going back just from like being a 13-year-old girl, I feel like you were Christina or you were Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I feel like they weren't even friends. Like, I feel like they didn't really fuck with each other.
You know what's wild? I was Christina because I thought she had a way better voice, but now I'm Britney.
I was Christina too, because Christina was a straight up whore. like the video with the blonde hair and the assless chaps, and like, I remember like watching it and like looking to see if my mom was coming around the corner, because I was like, I can't watch this.
Dirty.
Christina and Britney were the first ones to be like, do I like boys? Oh my God, I am obsessed with them.
That was NSYNC for me. That was when I saw Justin Timberlake. And then my crush said he liked Britney Spears. And I was like, well, I like Justin Timberlake. So I feel like everyone went through that.
So
but remember when Britney, when Christina came out with Beautiful, we are beautiful, no matter what they say.
See, I never liked that song. I was more of a Moulin Rouge kind of girl.
I fucked with that shit too. But when she came out with Beautiful, that shit was like telling women like, you're beautiful no matter what, even though she's like gorgeous in it, but yeah. She's like, I'm beautiful and you almost as beautiful as me. You'll never look like me, but I'm beautiful and you could call yourself beautiful and I won't say anything. So
and Pink was probably just like, fuck all y'all.
When Pink came out with the Stupid Girls song,
it was just like, what's gonna happen? What's gonna
I was like, Paris and Brittany are shaking. She was like, stupid girls who just bleach their hair blonde and hold little dogs.
I don't want to be another stupid girl.
When, by the way, bleaching her blonde and having a little dog is adorable.
Hannah, but did you see that being blonde is chuggy? And I almost feel like we accidentally manifested that.
We did.
Like, I literally was sitting in bed the other night and I was like, kept seeing TikToks about everyone being like, being blonde is chuggy. And I was like, did Hannah and I just get rid of the entire
page? We're so powerful. We have to be careful with this stuff. We have to be careful. We really have to watch out, because next thing you know, like, being human's gonna be chuggy, and then what are we gonna do? Oh my god, someone sent something to me and I was like, our wedding's chuggy. So, oh yeah, my friend, oh my god, my friend did a TikTok. Her name is Claire Parker. She basically was like, okay, like, I love having a boyfriend, but, like, do you ever think of, like, being someone's wife? Like,
wife,
Weddings are chuggy.
No, I feel like they might be.
But it's like, of course they're chuggy, because you're fucking 16. Because Gen Z people are 16. But, like, I'm not about to not get married, because my little cousin's gonna bully me.
It's like, ooh, weird.
He's like, oh, literally, I would never. I'm like, you're legally not allowed to. So, it's shut the fuck up.
Craig and I actually recently got into a fight about our fake engagement and our fake wedding. That's like not a thing.
That's a serious step in the relationship, though, getting into a fight about your future. Like, I got a fight with Des about our unborn child.
We legitimately were fighting about the days leading up to the wedding. I was like, well, I feel like this should be the rehearsal dinner. And he was like, that's all wrong. And I was like, well, explain your point. And I was like, and then we just sat there and I was like, glad we figured this out. But yeah, I feel like weddings are chuggy now.
I like that he's highly opinionated. I like that he's into
highly
it.
Highly opinionated.
Des was like, yeah, do whatever you want. And then whenever I tell him what I want, he has a strong opinion. And I'm like, it sounds like you know what you want. So why don't you just fucking tell me? Yeah.
And we can get out of this rigmarole that we're in.
On your wedding, what is your social media use rules? Because yesterday we weren't allowed to take photos during the ceremony, but afterwards we were. And my mom looked at me and I was like, I mean, go off, sis. Like, tag me. Like, tag a bitch. Like, my friend took me on their phones anyway. They might as well be taking photos of me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not telling my friends not to go on their phones. They'll have a full-on panic breakdown if Paige is not allowed to scroll her phone during my ceremony.
I'm picturing you looking at Lenore and being like, we'll go off, sis, tag bitch.
Why am I getting my makeup and hair done? Because they're like, oh, there's professional photos. And we go, we can't depend on one outlet.
I think the only reason some people don't do pictures during the ceremony is because they don't want it to interfere with whoever they've hired to do the videography and the pictures.
Yeah.
So, like, that could be a reason. But I would, yeah, I want people to post in real time, I would say. Like, I don't give a shit.
But then some people want, like, them to be the first ones to drop the images and, like, kind of control the narrative.
See, that doesn't work for me because I need a full day to process. I need to edit, tweak, lighting. Mm-hmm. Then mm-hmm. I'll post. You know, like, I don't want to be on my phone at my actual wedding, like, being like, edit this.
I feel like telling guests to stay off their phones is also being like, and no gum chewing. Yeah. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to raise your hand. Like, I don't know. I feel like I can't. The people at my wedding are not going to be able to not be on their phones. These people have not been on their phones for more than 2 seconds.
I'm going to be too drunk. I'm not even going to. Yeah. I'm almost done. Craig says hi. Immediate cold sweat about my gloves as he walked.
He goes, are you talking about sex? And you're like, what?
He's like, did I hear that you were talking about sex and you hate the gloves? That's what I literally thought he was going to say. What was the question? Because I didn't know this. Oh, Brittany Christina. If I knew that my friend was literally trapped in her home and I didn't say anything, I think that's crazy. So, but I never thought that they were like good friends. So I didn't know that there was even a possibility that Christina knew.
But also, friends is such a complicated word nowadays. Like, friends as in you guys have worked together and known each other for so long. Do they probably like text, send memes to each other? No. Right. But they just like are people who have known each other for a long time and had ups and downs in the industry. And you know better than anyone, when there's politics involved, you can't talk about certain things.
Yeah.
So I have empathy for Christina, but I also think that Brittany's feeling like she can speak for the first time.
Yeah.
And it probably feels so great to be able to say things she wish she could have said for fucking years.
Literally let her go off.
I think we all deep down knew they had beef. And this is her kind of being
There's no way they couldn't.
Do you remember when Miley Cyrus had beef with Nicki Minaj?
Some of my favorite beef. Some of my literal favorite beef. Because Miley should be shaking in her boots. Shake? I've never been a Miley fan.
Oh, wow. Shit is coming out on this podcast.
I mean, I've never disliked her, but I've never been like, yeah, Miley. Like, I'm obsessed with Miley.
Yeah, she was before our time a little. Yeah. And we both know her ex, Caitlin Carter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Liam. I don't know Liam Hemsworth. You think I'd be in Delaware if I knew Liam Hemsworth? No, just kidding.
Oh, God. Anyway, thank you guys so much for giggling with us. Please check out our new holiday collection merch. If you know someone in your life who loves Giggly Squad, get these new drops for them.
That just sounded like, if you see something, say something.
That was my PSA for today. We love you.